Well, I'm just leaving my house, except I have to go back because I don't actually remember closing the door and locking it. So that's a little insight into to my life. I had this lady the other day. I'm just thinking about this because I'm just starting this and I never know how to start it. Ran into this lady the other day. She came up to me and she said, "Happy Wednesday." You know, totally serious too. Not even screwing around. "Happy Wednesday." Can you believe that shit? "Happy Wednesday." And you're really forcing it, right? There's certain things that, yeah, it's like, "Merry Christmas." Okay. Not for me, but for some. I can see what you're going for there. But "Happy Wednesday." I mean, that you're really pushing the boundaries of good taste with that shit. "Happy Wednesday." Give me a fucking break already. I mean, I don't know. You really gotta force the happiness of the occasion of it being a Wednesday. One Wednesday every week. Turns out I did lock the door. I'm an adult man. Last night, I think it was, I actually went out for about a half hour. Came home, door wasn't even closed all the way. You know, it had just been sort of pulled so that it was sealed, but the latch didn't actually go, you know what I mean? It's resting on the door frame. It's a real good sign, huh? It's hard not to take something like that as a sign of your mental health, you know? Where you say, "Oh, shit. I don't know if I'm doing so good here. Didn't even remember to close the door all the way, let alone lock it, you know? Couldn't even close it. Didn't have the strength of will to close a door. I mean, that's bad. That's a bad time. My apartment's real inconvenient here, because to walk across this street, you know, my door faces a busy street, so you can't just go fucking walking out into the apartment from the street, you know. Whenever someone comes to pick me up, though, I try to wait out on the sidewalk, and if there's no one behind them, they can just do a quick pullover maneuver. It's sort of like a bank job on a movie or something, except, you know, we're just going to have tacos. So yeah, I don't know, happy Wednesday or whatever fucking day it is. I don't even actually know right now. I was thinking about my apartment. You know, it's a real wildlife sanctuary in my apartment, I gotta say. You know, I've renamed the seasons. We don't have spring, summer, fall, and winter at my apartment anymore. We have, you know, spring, that's ants. Summer is beetle. Then we move straight into spider. And by that we have following centipede. One of the greater seasons. Merry centipede, everyone. Jesus, I almost hit this fat kid on a bike. Idiot. Yeah, merry centipede. You know. It's a weird season for bicycles. Like, you'll see these fat kids on these bikes. You know, these little fat kids. And I'm just thinking, man, you're out pedaling around. It's like 85 degrees out. How are you maintaining your weight? I don't understand. Like, what are you doing? Are they're like taking a lot of Ensure to try and keep their weight up and stay fit, you know? Stay nice and watery. I guess. I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I don't understand the process that allows you to maintain an unhealthy weight when you're getting that much exercise. Jesus Christ. I mean, I guess maybe if you're pedaling to somewhere to get flaming hot Funyuns or whatever they're eating. Is that a thing yet? Because that would be really popular. I don't know if they've thought about it. All you gotta do is add orange dust to a Funyun. Oh, God, I'm watching this asshole not turn on his green arrow. That drives me fucking crazy. I'm waiting for him to go, and he's just sitting there. Gonna miss the arrow. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I don't know. My apartment, like, so I live in this apartment. They call it a garden level, which sounds, that sounds a lot nicer than it is, right? Someone said, oh yeah, you'll be on the garden level. Oh, okay, you know, I don't know. If I was in a, going to a fancy swank hotel and they said, yeah, we have you in a garden level, I'd be like, fucking A. You know, I like to look at a nice garden. I don't have to do anything with the garden, right? I don't have to maintain the garden in any way. But you know, what they don't say is that garden level means you live as a piece of the garden, as in mostly underground. You know, you're with the roots part of the garden, the shitty part of the garden. It's funny that we say the roots, you know, like, oh, I've got, you know, my roots are back in whatever. And it's like, oh, so the shitty, dirty part of you that never sees the light and, you know, no one wants to eat. Good. The ugliest part of you? Where do your flowers live then? That's what I want to know. I don't need to go see your roots. I'd like to see the good part, you know. Thanks for letting me know about those roots, but I'm going to move on. If that's all, if it's all the same to you. So, you know, garden level, I don't know, it just sounds so nice. The garden. Welcome to the garden level. You know, it sounds like they have a penthouse, terrace, and garden. You're like, oh, this is a win-win-win situation. You know, it's like, have you ever, I don't know if any of you have ever thought about even looking at what it is to book a cruise. For a while, I thought, maybe it'd be fun for me to go on a cruise, you know? And then I quickly realized I would fucking hate that. And also, someone else told me it's just all old people. I mean, I guess old people, that's a good way for them to take a cruise, right? They can, you know, everything just happens kind of whenever. You can eat a bunch of dinners. I mean, what if you go on the cruise and they have food and the food sucks? It's not like you can go to a different restaurant, you know? Or pop out to the Walgreens and get the Flamin' Hot Funyuns. You're fucked. You're just stuck in this a goddamn boat with shitty food and people you don't like. I mean, that's the other thing. If I could control the other people on the cruise, if I could decide who was coming with me, that might be a different story. That might be more of an acceptable scenario for me. But you can't. You know what I mean? You're just fucked. You're stuck with whoever's there. Whoever shows up, guess what? You're on a cruise together, you know? You don't get a lot of options beyond that. So when you go to book the cruise, you know, they have the different room types. And, I mean, I guess it makes sense, because when you think about a boat and how it would all be set up. But, you know, so they have a room that'll have, like, a little deck, so you could be out over the ocean. So that's nice, I guess, you know? You can, have your whatever you drink. I mean, it's, you know what it's going to be. In another 20 years, Facebook is going to be all pictures of people on fucking cruises, right? Pictures of just the vast ocean, slightly different colors that we can't trust, because by then, you know, Instagram will be so advanced that you can't even tell the fucking difference between real and fake. I mean, by then, I don't know if we'll even know, if it'll matter. You know, people will say, is that Photoshopped? And you'll say, what is, I don't even... Yeah, of course it's Photoshop. What do you just do? Take a naked picture? I mean, no effect, no nothing? Are you crazy? That looks like shit. That looks like reality, kind of. I have a whole problem with that, too, though. Like, surprise, surprise, I have a problem with something. I mean, photographs don't really look like reality. So, I don't know. What's the big deal if you wanted to change them around a little bit? Who fucking cares, right? So you go to book the cruise, and then there's, you know, the deck. There's a room, and it'll be like a porthole room, which means you have a tiny little circular window, so I guess you can fit your head in that window and look out at the ocean. That seems, seems real relaxing, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm just sort of hunched over on the side of the room looking out this tiny window. That's one of my primary activities as a cruiser. They should have, like, a singles cruise called Cruisin' for Babes. You know? Yes, it's confusing, because it's like, well, what if you're a babe? I don't know. This is the problem with any sort of speed dating or party lines or singles events. You know, it's like, I want it to be all single women and me. You know what I mean? I want it to be about me. But it's not going to be. It's going to be 100 guys, 5 women. I mean, the odds are going to be as bad or worse than just going out and just walking the streets and seeing what happens, right? You know, I guess on the plus, you know that everyone who's there is supposedly single. You know, that would be a great romantic comedy, right? They go on a singles cruise or something like that. This must have been done. People go on a singles cruise or some bullshit like that. Oh, good. Oh, there's a car going like 20 fucking miles an hour in a 45 because they've got stupid fucking baby trees in the back of their car. I love this. I love how people buy a tree from the store. That's crazy. That is, our society has gone so 180 that we went from, wow, there's a lot of trees around, to, okay, we can use these trees to make, I don't know, paper and lumber and shit, to, I like to cut down these trees because I'm afraid that it'll fall on my house. You know, I built my house here so it would be shaded by the trees, and now I'm afraid the tree's going to fall on my fucking house. To, ah, man, I wish there were some trees here, but, you know, a kind that I want. This is, I don't understand, too. People will do this. They'll say, oh, I have an aspen tree, but it's got a disease, so I have to cut it down. Why? You know, oh, we're so against, I mean, we don't kill Grandpa because he's got he goes in, gets the cancer diagnosis, and we're like, fuck it, he's done for. You know, just stab him with the scalpel right in the heart and then leave. You let him wither and die. You know what I mean? And then when he dies, and then we deal with it then. I mean, it's got to take a tree like 500 years to die, right? It takes them a billion years to grow. It must take fucking forever for them to die. Oh, and then it's like, oh, this is another one of those summer things that I hear 100 times from everybody. Oh, I need someone to figure out what to do with the stump. What am I going to do with the tree stump? How am I going to get rid of this stump? I don't, just fucking leave it there. Who cares? What are you going to put there? A pool table? You're not doing anything with that space. You just don't want a stump there. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Fuck it. I don't know. If you hate it that much, just go hit it with an axe a million times until it's gone. Or fucking run it over with your car. I don't know. I don't know how to get rid of a stump. I'm sure there are lots of ways. But who gives a shit? Just leave it. It's not going to do any. It's a stump. You know? It's a fucking stump. Cover it up with an old pant leg and then roll it up the rest of the way so that you know it's a stump and not a full tree covered in pants. How about that? Like we do with people's stumps. Put a plaid blanket over it. That seems to be the blanket of choice for covering stumps on people, so why don't we just do that with trees as well? You know, do a green plaid. Just make it, shake it up a little. You know, show me how much you've matured. So you have these different cruise options, right? And then there's the option, too, in the cruise of interior cabin. And that's much cheaper, and the reason is it's basically a hotel room with no window. You know, so this is like if they put up nicer-looking drywall on that shitty part of the Titanic where all the steam happens, and, you know, we learn a lesson about how people don't need money to be happy. I like how everyone, you know, we all talk about how great it was that's like, oh, this lady went down to the peasant area, and that's where they have the real fun, you know. And then no one bothers to say, and then they say, oh, these rich assholes locked them in so they couldn't get out, you know. So it's like one of the lessons we're supposed to take away is, oh, you don't need money to be happy. And it's like, yeah, but I mean, money certainly helped some people stay fucking alive. That's for sure. Help them not be victimized by the other people with money. I mean, I don't know. Seemed like the ones with the money did a little better in the event of the crash, right? And they seemed to have an easier time with it. You know what I don't understand? Who's the asshole who, like, the captain says, go lock those poor people in so they can't escape? There's a guy who locks that door isn't like, really? You know, or I would just say, yes, sir, and walk down there and be like, fuck that shit. I mean, the boat is sinking. The boat is going down. What are they going to do later? Take you to the cops and be like, hey, I told this fucker to lock a bunch of poor people in so they would drown, and he didn't do it. Arrest this man, you know? He's a danger to himself and others. Fuck you, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think the only appropriate reactions are to be like, what? Fuck you, you know? Take off. Or, I mean, the best reaction is to say, yes, sir, and salute and turn on your heel and walk away and then just be like, fuck that shit, and just escape, you know? Because if you say, fuck you, then it's like you have to have this conversation where the captain has to awkwardly explain. Somehow he has to justify to you, like, oh, well, here's why I wanted to lock them in. You know, and you have to listen to that. I mean, I'm not interested in that. These are moments I could spend escaping myself. You know, but instead it's like, I want to kill... Well, I don't know. Actually, when you think about it that way, if I'm thinking I'm probably doomed, I might prefer to just do a murder. I mean, I'm going down anyway. What the hell? They're not going to make it. Maybe I just shoot some guy, you know, and say, oh, fuck it. So he dies 3 minutes earlier by a gunshot instead of freezing in the water. I mean, how much worse is that? I don't know. That boat sinks, too, I think. I must not have ever really experienced true cold water. Because, I mean, to me, every time I get in the pool, the biggest barrier to me swimming most times is getting, you know, I know right when I get in it's going to be fucking cold as fuck. And then you swim around for 10 minutes and then it's fine. I don't know how this works. I don't know why your body can just decide to get used to it. I don't know why this doesn't happen in the air. In the summer, I'll just sit around. It doesn't make me feel like, ah, now I'm used to this horrible, crippling heat. You know, it doesn't work that way. But in the pool, I don't know, you get in and you just, ah, it's fine. And it works that way for hot, too. Like, you go to get in the pool or the hot tub, too hot, and then after a minute, you get in and you're like, eh, it's fine. You know. I can't really imagine it ever gets so good that I could actually, you know, you see people make out in a hot tub. I mean, that's crazy. That's gotta be, I get sweaty just making out, just thinking about making out. I don't mean I get sweaty as in it's like, oh, I get real turned on. I mean, I get sweaty as in, ugh, this is fucking hard labor here. You know? Just thinking about making out and rubbing somebody on their body. It's a lot of work. It's not the easiest thing in the world. You know, the real pros make it look easy, but it's not. I'm here to tell you, it's not easy. So anyway, yeah, you can get the cabin that's interior to the Titanic and die. I mean, that's what my apartment is, basically. You know, it's like an interior cabin on the Titanic. I don't know. It doesn't live up to the name garden level, that's for fucking sure. I mean, garden level. You know, it sounds so nice. It sounds like where you would take the queen on a picnic. You know what I mean? We're gonna head down to the garden level and eat some cucumber sandwiches. I mean, I guess my apartment's sort of like a picnic in a lot of ways. Mostly the ways of, it's too warm for me, I don't want to be there. The food sucks, and there are too many ants. So I guess in some ways it really is. Life is a picnic. Life's a real fucking picnic. You know? I did something last night that I'm not proud of. I was cleaning. And rather than get a new shower curtain liner for like $2, I washed it in the washing machine. You know, because it had a soap fog all over it. Again, I don't know how to explain how upset I am when I clean a shower or whatever, and it's got hardened crust of soap, that kind of stuff in it. I mean, how the fuck does that happen, and how the fuck do you clean something when soap is what's making it dirty? When there's a layer of soap on top of something, oh, and doesn't need to be cleaned. That's the other big question. Is it truly dirty, or is it fine? You know, how does this happen? Have we not made... And how have we not fucking... You know, the future shower that just cleans itself? How does this not exist yet? I mean, science really needs to either do robot-made or self-cleaning shit. You know. I know that it's not as exciting and sexy as working on, like, a missile that can kill somebody in Iraq from so far away. But if you didn't have to clean the shower anymore, or, you know, vacuum out your car to go on a date, you'd have a lot more time to make the fucking missile to kill some guy in Iraq. You know what I mean? There's a trade-off there. I think it could be worth it. You might come out on top for once. Jesus Christ, science. You know, science is a big letdown, by the way. I know I've said this before, but I was thinking today about science, time travel. I was thinking about, you know, so I have these braces. I was thinking, ah, man, should I got these when I was, like, 17, you know? And people always do that thing where they say, oh, if I could go back to 17, things would be so different, you know? And it's like, yeah, I guess they'd be different. You'd be a fucking child molester, for starters. That would probably change the course of your life a little. I mean, how could you go through... If I woke up today and I was 17, you know, once I'd masturbated 7 times and then had to go to fucking Algebra 2 or whatever. I mean, even if I decided, like, well, I'm 17. No one knows I'm not 17. So it's okay to have sex with a 17-year-old, even if that was possible. How could you live the rest of your life knowing... I mean, it would be, to you, it would be the same as dating someone who's 17. You know what I mean? This is like the true test of, you know, someone's morality, right? No one would know you're not 17 but you. But then, how could you be having sex with a 17-year-old? How could that be as a, you know, a 30-year-old man? That would be so crazy. And how could you even go on a date with someone who was, you know, 17? I mean, what the fuck would you even do? You know, I would, if I turned back to 17 today, I would get carded for beers like 100 times and be like, oh yeah, I forgot that I'm not fucking 4 years older than I thought. Sorry, you know, and the people would be pissed as fuck. Be like, I don't know, I just somehow got the idea that I was been drinking for 10 years, you know? Excuse me. I don't know. I don't think it would be good, is what I'm saying. I don't think that the advantages, you know, of, oh, I would do things so different. I mean, the only way it would be different, I guess, is if you had goals other that didn't involve nude women. You know, if you had some kind of goal of, like, oh, I'm going to construct this or that, then you could say, okay. But even that, wouldn't life just be full of frustration? You'd be like, oh, fuck, I don't even have a cell phone anymore. The internet is still pretty much horrible. You know, it's like, there's no way to navigate the internet yet. You're just constantly yelling about, you know, ah, goddamn it, when is Google coming? Where's Google? You know, and people are like, what the fuck are you talking about with this Google? So always yelling about Google, can't explain what it is, and just says, you'll just have to wait, you know. I mean, I guess the good news is you can buy that Google stock, huh? That's something. That's at least a start towards a better life. God. It's fucking on-ramp. Truck going 10 miles an hour here. Gotta turn off the air conditioning so I have a little boost. My boosters. You know, really hit the highway at speed this way. I mean, there's this fucking on-ramp getting on the highway. I'm sure I've talked about this 100 times. But it's like, you need to be going about the speed of the highway traffic in order to merge into the highway traffic. I don't know what's so hard to understand about this. It's like people can't even imagine, from the perspective of the people already on the highway, how is this going to work, you know? I can't even figure out how this could work. Turn that AC back. God, I am sweating. I swear to Christ, in the summer, I might as well just have, like, a car shirt that I wear, like a button-up shitty shirt in the car, and then I just change when I get where I'm going. Because I get so sweaty, my whole back is sweaty, my armpits are sweaty. Any part of my body that's touching anything else, including my own body, is going to be sweaty. All the seams, all the creases, all the folds are just filled with sweat. Jesus Christ. I love that, you know, it's like sometimes you see a car on the road. There's a car in front of me right now that's got so much text and a phone number and images and all this shit on it for their business. It just, who's attracted to your business by that? I mean, now I do know their business exists, but it's like custom welding, fabrication, da-da-da-da-da, and it's, I just don't under, I see that and I think, well, this is what this fucker does to their own car. What would they do for the thing I asked them to weld for me? You know what I mean? Like, what are they going to do with it? I can't trust them to be cautious and, you know, do things right. Because look what they did to their own vehicle and thought it was okay. I mean, they're ruthless in terms of aesthetic. They'll slit the throat of any aesthetic pleasing look in order to just fucking get another second of advertisement on the highway. You know? I don't know. I mean, that's a bizarre way to go through life, in my humble opinion. I'm ho. But, yeah, so I washed that shower curtain liner. I don't know, it was a sad moment. You know, I had to Google how to do it, because I'd attempted this before and it was not successful. I discovered the secret is that you either put in some vinegar, which I love that, like, if you look online about ways to clean things, like, oh, what's the best way to clean your coffee maker? And it says, oh, put in some vinegar. Oh, that'll be good. That'll be really delicious. You know, I cleaned my old, I had like a Mr. Coffee, threw some vinegar and some water in there and shit. And then the coffee tastes like dog shit. What a huge surprise. You know what I mean? Oh my God, can you believe it? Tastes like ass. So, yeah, it didn't taste like old coffee anymore. I'll give them that. I mean, if you just want to get rid of, you know, if you just want to get rid of the taste of old coffee, it's like, all right, throw diarrhea in there. It will not taste like old coffee. I promise you this. You know, it's not really cleaning it out, is it? It's just, I don't know, spray a bunch of perfume in there. That'll, believe me, it's not going to taste like old coffee anymore. What, God knows what it's going to taste like, but it won't be old. Just fill it with toothpaste and run water through it until the water runs clean. It'll be delicious. One of the best things you've ever tasted. But I don't know, something about that shower curtain liner, washing it just seems very pathetic. It's, you know, it's a $2 item. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe part of it, too, it's like one of those little events in your life where you just realize that your life is really just passing you by, you know? It's Friday night. You're at home washing your shower curtain liner. I mean, thinking about how when I was young, I always figured by the time I'm this old, you know, I'll have, like, servants to wash my shower curtain liners for me. You know what I mean? They'll be buying me new ones. I don't have to wash a shower curtain. If someone suggests to me that I wash a shower curtain liner, I'll be so confused. I won't even know what they're talking about. What do you mean, wash it? It's in the shower. And that's when I'll discover that all along my servants have been just buying new ones. You know what I mean? This is when I'll figure it out. I don't know. I like it, though. I like that lifestyle. This is the thing, is you have to... Growing up is about, I think, just getting sad. Not because... It's not about saying, oh, I don't want that. I don't need that. I don't want someone to do my stupid shit for me that I don't want to do. It's about accepting that it's not going to happen. And then just doing it, you know. But I don't know. Sometimes I wonder. I wonder, too, you know, I spend a lot of time cleaning and cooking and whatever. And I think, what if you just gave up on all that stuff? You just let your personal appearance, your cleanliness, everything just go completely to hell. And you spent that time doing something, like writing a hit single. You know, maybe then you'd be rich and famous in a year, you know, if you weren't wasting all this time. I mean, it's kind of awesome, because it occurs to me that once you're famous, you could really kind of do whatever you want, because you're going to have so much time, you know? I mean, it's sort of why it's not impressive to me when someone who's famous, it's like, oh my God, look at Oprah got in shape again. Yeah, no fucking shit. You know, it's like, she's got somebody to do everything for her. The only reason to not be fit as Oprah is just you don't fucking feel like it. You actively decide not to. You do something else instead. I mean, I would love to find out that Oprah was really good at Xbox. You know, and then we'd know how she was spent. Oh, my God. I don't know why we're talking about Oprah this way when we could just be talking to Oprah in space. So let's see if I'll remember to put in some intro music for Oprah in space. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Oprah in space. Today, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about my personal fitness. My personal fitness since I've been in space has gone to completely nothing. I'll tell you why, I don't give a shit. Who cares? I can't even run a marathon if I want to, child. I'm stuck in space. I'm orbiting the Earth several times a day. I think. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not even related to a scientist. My mother was no scientist. She used to beat us when we were kids. And my father, well, he always called himself a scientist of the dick. I think that was his way of saying that he was good at sex, but I don't know. I never asked my mother if my father was good at sex. I mean, he made a baby, so he must have been good at that part. How come I never had a baby? Oprah should have had a baby. That would have been a story. Little baby Oprah. Lil O. That would have been a good cartoon. Lil O's adventures in space. She could have been up here with a laser. And she could have been in good shape too, because she's just a drawing. I don't know why you'd ever draw a drawing of someone who's fat. Just looks bad. You did a lot of extra work. I would hate that. I would just draw them skinny just so I didn't have to draw so much. You know? Life with Louie, that was bullshit. I mean, it was a terrible show, but they also should have just taken it easy on the fatos. I don't know, maybe they just raised a half dollar or something. I shouldn't make assumptions. Was his dad Drew Carey on that show? I don't even know. Is Drew Carey the same guy as Louie the Anderson? I don't know. They all look the same to me. Those fat whites. I hate fat whites. I hate them. But up in space, things are going pretty good. It's been a while since you've checked in, and I appreciate you checking in on Oprah. Sometimes Oprah gets lonely up in the hearts of space, all alone. Basically her own planet up here. That's what we've called it. I saw a magazine that called it Planet of the Apes. I didn't like that. That was pretty racist. But, at the same time, who's not racist? You know? I could name races I hate all day. Again, I'm from another planet. You don't understand my culture. So it's okay for me to hate races. I hate the Chinese. I hate chinks. I hate slopes. Okay? That's just the start of the list. And if you don't know the difference between them, child, you haven't just studied a racist enough. You aren't racist enough for Oprah. You can't feed the need of Oprah to be a race master anymore. Oprah's baby. I used to carry around a doll that was shaped like a baby. A baby doll, some people called it. Now let me ask you this question. I'm Oprah. I have a baby. People thought it was a baby. I would go to the pool. I wore a swim cap. Because this hair, it ain't going in the pool. I wore a one-piece bathing suit with the nipples cut out. The whole bathing suit was the color of my nipples. So that when the nipples were cut out, you couldn't tell by color. It wasn't until Oprah got real close. Then you could see that I had my nipples out in the pool. You know, that's how Oprah likes to roll. Nipples out, son. Have you seen those bumper stickers yet? I asked my agent on Earth to make those. It says, nipples out, son. And the O in the sun is a nipple. So is the O in out. And the T, I'm not even going to tell you what that is. We don't even have to get into it. But here was the problem I had. Oprah, I only took my fake baby to the pool once because I thought, wait a minute. Hold on! You could take a baby into the pool in a diaper. That water is just sluicing through the diaper. You know, pathing in and out over whatever poo shit log might be in there. Yet if I held a poo log and walked into the pool, did come, as Oprah. Oh, now it's a big deal. Well, I don't know how I feel about that. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. This has been Oprah in Space once again. Find me online at Oprah in Space. You know, wherever that is. Shit, I don't know. Alright, have a happy Wednesday. If it's Wednesday on Earth. It's Wednesday up here, because that's what I decided. Wednesday is the day when Oprah makes a bowel movement. Goodbye. Oprah in Space, everybody. Wow, huh? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, so I gotta say, you know, we're taking a shit, so going camping in a couple weeks, rafting. You know, I tell people I'm going rafting, and it's so funny, because I can tell they don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I guess this is a thing that people do. You know, what they'll do is they'll get up at 4 in the morning, drive to some shitty garage that's been converted to hold a bunch of rafts, drive in a bus up to the top of a river, get in a raft with some asshole who just yells at them and tells them to do work. You know, it's like being on a slave ship that's a downhill traveling, you know, where they say, all right, well, we're going to put life jackets on the slaves because we don't want them to just die, but in helmets. And, you know, then they just power the boat that way. But, I mean, I don't think I would enjoy that kind of rafting at all. You know, I don't like getting into a raft for 5 or 6 hours with some guy that I don't want to talk to. I mean, that does not appeal to me whatsoever. I think that's a very poor decision, in fact. I just don't understand what people are thinking when they do this. You know, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go. It'll be some guy who's like 19 from fucking Idaho who somehow learned how to raft. You know, he made that life choice. Hey, I'm going to be a rafter. Okay. Good. What's the qualification to be a raft guide, really? I mean, do you just have to want it? Just decide? Just think that's a good idea? Because as far as I can tell, all you have to do is declare yourself a raft guide and you're a raft guide. How's anyone going to know? I mean, you flip over and then you just say, oh, these things happen. We flipped over. So have a lot of people. You know? And then what are you supposed to do once you flipped over? Your guide is going to say, okay. You know, well, we flipped the boat, but then the guide was very helpful. I mean, you, as the guide, you just collect everybody, collect the corpses, and then you just say, like, hey, you weren't paddling right, were you? You know, and some just dad from wherever says, I have no fucking idea, you know? Probably not. I mean, if you say so, how am I going to argue with you? You're the guide. I'm a guy. You're the guide. We don't have a lot of ground to stand on here for this argument, so I guess I'll just have to concede that I'd suck at raft. Now, this rafting is short periods of rapids and long periods of boozing. So many beers. 100 beers. 100 whiskeys. All kinds of good stuff like that. It's grown-up rafting. It's not thrill-seek rafting. It's the opposite of that. You know, where the biggest danger in the rafting that I have is that my inner thighs will be sunburned. Because I sprawl out in the raft, you know, with my crotch exposed to the sun, summer air. That's the real danger there. Not, oh my god, this is a class 10 rapid at a 45 degree angle, you know, and there's lizards that live in the rapids too that just want to fight you. So watch out for them. You know, fuck that shit. You know, I don't know. Oh, I hope we get to see lots of the woods in the raft. Yeah, that's going to be really awesome. Enjoy that. Enjoy seeing the same fucking tree 800 times. I know you think that it's a woods with 100 different trees. It's not. It's one tree that's just cloned. You know, it's the same guy. It's one guy that just spread out over a long area. You know. Be like if you went to the art museum and they just painted the wall one color and you just looked at different spots of the wall and you're like, oh, check that out. You know who else I can't stand is when you go into nature with people? Is the guy or the girl who's got to point out, like, oh, there's a hawk there. Oh, wow. A bird. That's incredible. You know, I've never seen a bird like that, you know. Never seen such a majesty. Imagine that they've got these wings and they can just soar. Oh, what would that be like, you know? What would it be like to have that power? Ah, oh, it's great. Fuck you. Shut up. You know, we drove here in a car. That was amazing. I mean, if you saw a bird who created its own airplane, then you could get excited. I'd be like, holy shit. You know, look what you... How did you even do that? You don't even have hands. You know? Only in cartoons when they have a bird character and they're like, ah, oh, fuck, we gotta make him hands. And it's like, hey, I'll just use his wing feathers like fingers. No one's gonna question that. You know, he doesn't even have hands and he built an airplane. That is impressive. Or a helicopter. Imagine if a bird was using its wing in helicopter fashion, twirling it above his head and hovering. That would be cool. But just seeing it fly, I mean, that's like, you know, go to the mall and watch some idiot walk in and say, wow, look at that guy. Huh? Bipedal motion. Have you ever thought about the majesty it takes to, you know, bipedal motion to do that? I heard that when the mothers want to teach their kids to walk, they just sort of set them on the floor and wait for it to happen. Isn't that incredible? You know, oh, life is so amazing. So many facets. It's like looking into that little ball that's the universe on fucking Men in Black. It's like, oh, mind-blowing. My emotions. You know, where am I going to find a place to store all of these emotions about how I feel about people walking? And birds flying. Camping is fun, though, because it's, you know, for one thing, I'm the only person who, because my living situation is so horrible, I get in the tent, you know, and I'm pushing on the walls thinking like, wow, this place is real sturdy. I mean, compared to my normal home, it's almost, you know, the walls have about the same amount of give. I have an equal panic that in the wind it'll just collapse, so this is pretty good. Very sturdy. It's roomy, too. I mean, you have enough room to almost roll over all the way in this tent, you know. If there's one activity that I don't think people should do, couples should do, it's sleep in a tent together. I think that's got to be something that has destroyed marriages, for sure. That is not comfortable. It is not comfortable to sleep in the tent by yourself, you know. You're up all fucking night because you're not, it's, you know. Oh, I don't sleep very well in a tent. Oh, really? You're not used to sleeping on the fucking floor of the woods all night with a bunch of other people also sleeping 3 feet away from you, total strangers, chatting and snoring and doing all kinds of shit, and a huge fire raging 20 feet away from you while people are getting drunk? You're not used to that, huh? That makes it difficult for you to sleep? You must be a light sleeper, huh? Must be... I don't know how you ever sleep, really. If you can't sleep under those conditions, what makes you ever able to sleep? You know. And it's just, it's so hard. And then when someone else is in the tent with you, it's so easy to just everything that's going wrong. You know, I'll be sitting there, I can't sleep, I have to pee. Everything's bad. And then I'll be, God, some people on motorcycles... I mean, you know, they say look twice, save a life, and it's like, maybe if you just didn't drive like a complete fucking shithead, you'd be a lot better off. You know what I mean? This guy was like 8 inches from my bumper on a motorcycle. We're going 80. What does he think he's going to do if I have to slam on the brakes? Or if I just decide to let off the gas? I mean, he's putting his life in my hands. I'm just about to talk about taking a shit while camping. And he's like, yeah, this is a good guy for me to follow. Seems mature. Based on his Toyota Corolla with the huge dent in the side. This is, everything about my instincts tells me this is wise. So, you know, you'll be in the tent with somebody, though, and it's someone snoring loudly, someone else is shooting off a firearm somewhere. You know, so a bunch of Boy Scouts are out telling a story, a ghost story, and, you know, then you'll be in there with your girlfriend, and she goes like, you're like, Jesus, shut the fuck up. How am I ever going to get to sleep? This is all your fault. I didn't even want to go. This is your fault. Oh, it's going to be fun. You know, it's very easy to blame the person next to you when you're in the tent. I don't know why. I don't know. But it's nice. It's fun. And you can really learn a lot about yourself, about what's been roiling beneath the surface for the last couple years, if that's something you're interested in finding out. I was thinking about, too, when I went camping in the Boy Scouts. You know, 1 year I went to scout camp. It was hell. This fucking adult man told us this ghost story. Apparently this is sort of a famous story of his about the campfire. You know, and they say, oh, maybe we can get What's-His-Face to tell us the Stumpy story. The ghost story kind of thing called Stumpy. It was basically, as I remember it, it was about a man who was out in the woods, and then, like, a burning log fell on him, and he had to cut off his arms and legs, so he had only stumps left. You know, and then he survived in the woods, and he became sort of a feral man, and then he would attack people in the woods for some reason, you know. I like that part of the story where it's like, well, this crazy accident happened, and you're like, ah, shit, that is crazy, and then it's like, yeah, and then, you know, he managed to survive, and it's like, wow, what a story of survival. And then it's, he chose to just stay in the woods instead of leaving the woods, and you're like, okay. I mean, that's an interesting decision to make, but, well, okay, I'm still in. Keep going. And then they say, and then, you know, he started killing people. Ah. Okay. I mean, I fall out of love with the story as it goes, you know? Because it's saying, oh yeah, this thing happened, and then this person made a choice that made no sense, and then he started killing people. Ah, yeah. Because he was mad at burning trees, you know? It always has to have a revenge element, too. Like, I like the Freddy Krueger story, where it's, oh, he got burned in the furnace. And so then he wants to get revenge on the people who burned him in the furnace. And it's like, he was a child molester, right? So, fuck him. I mean, how come he gets the magic evil powers? You know, it's not some guy who died saving some kid or something. And he gets magic powers so he can continue saving kids. It's more of, well, this child molester got burned. That was kind of mean. Let's bring him back. Let's give him a second chance. I like how the parents in that movie are all, you know, yeah, listen, we don't really talk about the time that we burned that guy in the basement. It's kind of our little secret. Okay. I mean, yeah, I think I'd be pretty pissed at my mom if I found out. But then, you know, she said, listen, he was a horrible child molester. I got caught up in the moment. We burned him to death. I mean, that wasn't my choice of how we wanted to kill him, but it's just kind of what happened. I can't explain it, but we were trying to protect you. I'd be freaked out, but, you know, we've all done things in a group of people. I mean, it would be, maybe the reason they couldn't say it is because ultimately, if your mom was involved in killing Freddy Krueger by burning him alive because she got caught up in the groupthink, it's going to be real hard for her to convince you, like, by the way, don't try marijuana just because your friends tell you to. You know. Oh, really? If your friends jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? Oh, really? If your friends all decided to take the law into their own hands and burn a man alive, would you do that too? Well, I guess you would, Mom. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll decide what the most harmful thing is, huh? I mean, how long could that secret stay safe? I mean, I assume the cops knew about it too and just kept it a secret. I love that, you know, because again, you get pulled over for speeding, you know, I'm doing 50 and a 30, the guy's like, do you know what you did? And I'd be like, well, I know what you did. You were involved in that burning a man alive, right? You're seriously going to give me a ticket right now? This is how you're going to choose to live your life? You need a fucking parking ticket, you burned a child molester alive, you know, that's bullshit. I call bullshit on that. I'm not impressed with the police force of this town. I don't think you can really dictate what's going to happen here. I don't know. It was weird that an adult man in scout camp was telling a bunch of kids a ghost story about a man who's like a quadruple amputee. That's weird, right? I mean, even in the 90s, that was a kind of a weird thing to talk about. I mean, as an adult, wouldn't you feel weird telling that story? They like, tell the Stumpy story, and you're like, I don't know, man. I don't think this is a good idea. I don't really want to tell you the story of the, multiple amputee, the quad amputee who terrorized people in the woods. I don't know. There must have been a year eventually where there was a kid who was missing a hand or a foot or something, right? To scouts. I mean, maybe you don't go to scouts if you're missing a hand, because fuck it, what's the point? Not that you couldn't do it or something like that, I mean, scouts always struck me as just being a thing that kids did because they just wanted shit to do. I mean, if you're missing a hand, you probably have shit to do. You have a thing. You're the missing hand kid. You don't need your Eagle Scout. You know. You go to apply for a job and they're like, he's got one hand. I mean, does that hurt you? I would think it would help. They'd be like, well, this seems like a really easy way to get that fucking equal opportunity shit out of the way. No matter what we say, we'd be like, hey, we got a no-hander here. Okay? How do you like that? Now who's smart? No-hander. God. It's an idiot family walking along an interstate overpass taking pictures. That seems wise. Yeah, part of, the other thing, camping, it's kind of fun because you get to see how long you can go without taking a shit. You know, you can gauge whether, I don't know, I think that a lot of your strength and endurance activities, I mean, they don't get easier with age, you know. It's not easier the older you get to do a lot of these sorts of things. However, taking a shit, I don't know if that, is weakened or enhanced by age and practice. It might be easier, it might be hard. I don't think people really take advantage of the fact that, shitting, it's kind of like you have your own chemistry set inside your body, and you can just constantly be experimenting with it. And sometimes you get weird gases, sometimes it produces a solid, sometimes it's nothing. You know? And how have we not discovered what the secret is? Everybody's done this where they take the shit and there's nothing to wipe. How have we not spent, again, science, fuck you, how have you not figured this out yet? Crack the code. How have you not taken a look at all this and said, oh, okay, so it's, vitamin R. If you get 100 milligrams of vitamin R, you will have clean shits. Nobody's taking the time. That's not a good, again, I know it doesn't seem like a good use of your time, science. However, if you're not wiping your ass all the time, you got a lot more time to do science. Keep going with the science instead of wiping your ass all the time. I don't know. Seems like an easy way to take care of things to me. So, I don't know, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how long I can go without taking a shit. I have to tell you, if you're thinking of opening any kind of franchise, whether it be a grocery store, fucking food store, King Supers, there's a King Supers on the outskirts of this camping area that I guarantee you regrets its location. Because it's like, people are camping, and there's no shit that's worse, and just blasting out of you the way a shit is where you've been trying to not shit for 2 days. If you're trying to hold it back, when it comes, it's coming. There is no stopping it, I mean, there is a guy who owns a King Supers right out in Utah there who's just, every time he thinks about the bathroom at his store, he just puts a gun in his mouth and thinks about, what have I unleashed on the popular world, on the masses. Why did I give them this shitting outlet? You know, I should have built a shit outlet. I really do think the world would have advantage if there were more places for people to shit and pee. I mean, the problem is these public bathrooms, you know, if you have a downtown and you're like, let's put up a public restroom, you know, there's always a guy who says, like, this is going to be my new home, you know. Which, I mean, if you've ever had questions about whether homelessness is a problem, open a public bathroom and just see, you know. They really should. I really think that a public bathroom is like a perfect idea. It's like a roach motel. You know, you just basically wait to see who goes in there. The door locks behind them so they can't get out. And then you just see what they did while they were in there. And no one could really do anything, you know. Because it's probably, you know, they graffitied or made it their home. And then you just sweep them up and act accordingly. I've been seeing a lot of this graffiti that people are doing where they scratch the mirror at a place. That's real fucking annoying, by the way. I mean, that's got to be the worst. It looks like hell. It doesn't look good. It doesn't work. You can't really see or read anything. And it's never... I never see a graffiti on a mirror or anything like that that's of a quality nature. You know, that's like, oh yeah, we offer tax services at a low cost. Oh, okay. Well, this is information I needed. It's always like West Side. I say, okay, so you claimed the mirror in this shitty bar for West Side. You know. One more victory for you guys. I wonder if it's these are the people who are running the wars lately. You know, the wars where we don't seem to be achieving goals. Because maybe they just don't understand that a war... I mean, maybe they have everyone just going in and they're like, we are going to claim some targets today. We're going to start with an old parking garage. Okay, where the enemy has never been spotted. Then we're going to move straight into taking over a mattress factory. Because I figure if they can't have a mattress, how are they going to get a good night's sleep? And they'll collapse in no time. And then we're going to go just hang out in a strip mall. It's going to be perfect. You know, we're going to have this war wrapped up in no time. And they can't figure out why. It's like, well, I guess we could have claimed the weapons depot. You know, it's not like West Side claims the fucking public swimming pool. And has to actively keep people away from the pool, you know? They claim the mirror in the bar, but it's not like then I go and wash my hands and look in the mirror, and there's a guy in there who's like, oh, ho! I don't see a West Side tattoo. You better back the fuck up, motherfucker. That's a West Side mirror. You know, I don't even have to say, like, hey, West Side forever. Okay. You know, they don't even hire a bathroom attendant to be in there and be like, listen, before you can use the mirror, you gotta say West Side or something. It's just there. It's just reminding me that it exists. And, you know, it's like advertising for Coke. Yeah, I remember that West Side exists. It really has no effect on me because I have no interest in West Side or Coke. But, okay, thanks for the heads up, you know? Fuck that shit. What a bunch of idiots. So I don't know, we'll see how long I can go without taking a shit, though. And look at that bathroom mirror graffiti. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm in traffic, this blows. Traffic is the worst. Fuck you, summer. Fuck you, everyone on the road in the summer. I don't know why everyone's out and about in the summer, but fuck you all. I hate everyone. I hope that you're in traffic right now, wishing you were dead. Goodbye.